Blog Talk Radio.
The scriptures clearly teach is that we, as believers, should know history. God tells us in passages like Romans 15:4 and Isaiah 43. He tells us also in 1 Corinthians 10 and Hebrews 11 and Psalm 73 and 78 and so many other places. He says to recall the former days, to remember the former times. Throughout the scriptures, we see that when a people remembers their history, they behave differently than when they forget their history. We see that even recovering histories, in the case of Josiah and the temple, leads to a national revival. Or in the case of Esther and Mordecai, the use of history by the king one night kept Mordecai from being hanged on the gallows and thus preserved the nation. So history is huge. God is into it. But in America, we don't do a good job of knowing our own history, and we need to. The scripture says that his people perish for lack of knowledge. We've been taught in America for years that what we're about is economics. We formed this nation because of taxation without representation. We need to know our history better. Taxation without representation does appear in the Declaration of Independence, but it's only one out of 27 issues that appear there. There's also religious issues. There's moral issues. There's so many other things than what we just hear today on economics. We need to go back and see that we were founded in this nation. Four clauses of the Declaration say that they didn't want activist judges. Two clauses say they wanted to end slavery. We have clauses over preserving the right to have Bible societies and other religious exercises. So, as Christians, we need to know our history. We don't need to just go with what we've been taught. We ought to go back and read the documents. It's one thing to be taught what the Bible says. It's another thing to read it. So I challenge you. Follow up on what God says in the Scriptures. Know our history. Recall the former days. Let's go back and look at some of the patriots we had that were such strong Christians that are leaders that we don't even hear about today. So I challenge you. Do some research. Go to websites. Look at things that will tell you about your faith history as a Christian. It's important you know that so that you know how to behave today.
Listeners to City on a Hill, we're so grateful that you've tuned in, and as always, we ask that you invite your friends and family throughout the country and really throughout the world to come join us, come and learn with us. And today is a wonderful day. God is so good. He gives us all sorts of gifts, and today we have a special young lady, Jessica, joining us. But to start off, we'd like to get the show over to God in prayer. So Jessica, do you mind starting us off in prayer?
Yes, ma'am, I will. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, God, just thank you for this day, Lord, and just thank you for all that you've done for us, Lord, and just thank you for all the people who are listening in, God. And I pray that you will just receive the honor and glory during this time, Lord, and just use this time just for you. Just speak through each one of us, God, as we're talking on the radio today. And I want to pray all these things. In your name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jessica. And listeners, I think you will like today's show, as always. So please tell your friends to go to www.cityonahill.tv and share the podcast, which is going to be recorded shortly after we get off the show. You can share it. So we've got here a young lady, which I envision is really what the founders wanted. A young lady that loves God. You know, as you heard with David Barton of Wall Builders, you know, it's really more than economics, yet that's all today that is heard by most of the young people in our schools. They do not teach the true history of God's magnificent hand upon this nation so that the whole world can see that our God is a loving God. And his love does endure forever. So thank you, Jessica, for coming on, because I think this is really what we work for. Jessica is for someone to grow up like you, loving the
well,
Lord.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being on. If you don't mind, Jessica, share a little bit. Tell the folks your name. Tell a bit about yourself, what kind of family you grew up in. If you don't mind, let's start with that.
Yes, my name is Jessica Wilson, and I am 19 years old, and I am a student at the University of South Alabama in Mobile, and I'm majoring in occupational therapy, and I grew up in a Christian home, and went to church basically all my life, the normal church family, going to church on Sunday, Sunday school, anytime the church doors were open, my family would always bring me. But just a little bit about my testimony. I knew whenever I was around 7 years old is when I trusted in Jesus Christ, and whenever I accepted him. And not that I completely understood everything at that age, but I realized at that moment that I was a sinner. And no matter how many times my parents brought me to church or how good I obeyed them, I did wrong things in my life that separated me from, you know, having a relationship with God. So I was that old. I was 7 years old whenever I did that and trusted him as my Lord and Savior. And just through that, and not that I've been a perfect Christian all along, I've had my ups and downs, of course, but I've just in my life tried to find ways in order to serve the Lord and to grow in him and to share with other people about him. And just during this time, I would like to share what I did over the summer. As a camp counselor, I worked at Camp Victory, and as a camp counselor, and I lived there all summer, and it was a great opportunity just to share Christ with kids and with the youth during that time.
So. Well, Jessica, you know, I'm just so grateful for your parents, and I know your parents, and, you know, it's wonderful that you were raised up pretty much the way the founding of this nation was, which is in the training and admonition of the Lord. So that at a young age, you know, you were already wanting the Lord in your life. And you know, the older I get, the more I understand why God says to love him with all our heart, soul, mind. Because the closer you are to him, the closer your protection is. It's just like, you know, your parents, when you're listening to them, there's really nobody that will care for you growing up like your parents. You know, they just take care of you. They tell you things, not to hurt you, but really to protect you. And I think that's what you saw. You saw in your parents that loving, kindness, protection, and you knew they were really giving an example of the Lord's love so that, wow, you wanted it too, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am. And I'm just so thankful, you know, just for my upbringing within a church. But it also, with me, just the summer, it's just seeing kids, and I'll talk a little bit more about how I ended up at Camp Victory and working there as a counselor, but it was amazing to see that what some of the kids these days are going through, whether back at home or in their life, and how they turn to God. So it's like in all these situations how God, I can thank God that he, you know, that I was brought up in a Christian home, but on how God uses things in people's lives to bring them
to him.
It was just so
neat. Jessica, you experienced something that probably, I hate to say it, less and less, you know, there's a lesser percentage of people that are really experiencing growing up as you did with, you know, both parents in the home and both parents, you know, following the Lord. That is a sad, you know, aspect of where the culture has gone. And I'm just curious, if you don't mind, you know, because I'm sure some of these people are going to want to learn some lessons from your parents. What were some of the things that your parents taught you so that you would become a loving child, even though you had siblings, and I'm sure, you know, you had to work through your aggravation with, you know, your brother and your sister. But do you remember some of the things that your parents taught you so you could learn to get along?
Probably just what you were talking about, how they set the example, just on how, like, within their marriage and how they live their life in a loving way, and just living through example, just having them there just to look to and just to learn from. And also through God's word too, just through them teaching me also, just from what God says on how we should live our life, are just some of the ways that they have helped me and pointed me to Christ.
Now, Jessica, did I hear Jenna talk about something about scriptures that you would, y'all would have to recite or something? I think when somebody, you know, wants to be mean, instead of being mean, you have to recite something. I can't remember exactly how Jenna said it.
Yes, we would always. It would kind of be like a way that we'd get back at each other. But if we were arguing or something, we'd always, I think it comes out of Philippians 2:14, do everything without complaining or arguing. And that was just one of the things that we as a family kind of took on that first and tried to live by whenever someone was not getting along with each other. We'd just kind of quote that verse and things would kind of settle out.
Well, that, you know, that's really powerful, isn't it? Because, you know, God says in His Word that man does not live on bread alone. So your parents knew the power of God's Word. And mm-hmm. it's funny because, you know, when we do things that He says to do, like you said, it just really mm-hmm. does work out. It changes you. And I bet you have found that with your, you know, time with the Lord, reading the Scriptures. Does it feel sometimes like
yes, ma'am.
You're getting a cleansing, a washing?
Mhm. Yes, Sam. And two, just to going back to parents, and I know a bunch of parents are probably on the radio listening, but just, I know my parents have been big on, like, encouraging your kids, and my mom and both my dad, too, is just, like, their encouragement and their willingness just to get involved in each one of our lives, their kids' lives, and just, whether it was at church or just, I remember growing up in the Awana program, which is where you memorize scripture, but my mom was one of the leaders of my age group. And just having her there for me to encourage me to memorize scripture and just her willingness and my dad's willingness just to be involved in each one of our lives and, you know, do things with us, such as in... whether it's being a Sunday school teacher or being an Awana leader, they seem to always try to get involved in that way, if that makes sense.
Oh, I love it that you said that. So parents, you know, right there, you know, Jessica is really just confirming, you know, when you're working along with maybe the youth group doing something, that, you know, mm-hmm. Jessica was paying attention. It made an impression on her. Now, you know, she's talking about. So, you know, sometimes we, a lot of us don't think that what we do matter, but it's so good to hear you mm-hmm. say that, Jessica. And, well, you know, and I loved about the scripture. So let's, you know, let's take that big tip from the Wilsons. You know, use that scripture. Let your children learn it when they don't feel like being nice. You know, let them quote it. Because God's word is powerful, he says. And I know, Jessica, when you see things like that, it just really deepens your walk with God, doesn't it? When you see
yes,
that,
ma'am.
You know, what your parents have taught you to do, it is really, it is, they're following God's ways. It is the best ways. And I'm guessing because now you're an adult, you're saying to yourself, you know, my parents taught me to do this. I'm going to do this too. It's a good habit. You know, it's really life-giving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and have been very thankful for them.
Well, do you see their love for God's Word as something that, you know, you start cultivating where you wanted to spend time with God also? Do you find yourself where you're, you know, you're just really liking to have that time alone in the Word of God?
Yes, Steve, and I also, you know, seeing like my dad reading the Bible for himself, and just, and even if you do see your parents read, it's like, God has, like, will give you, like, that desire for yourself, like, for your own personal walk, you know? And that was the biggest thing is, in my life, is just, like, finding, like, setting aside a time away, like, for God, and trying to do that each day because it's not, you know, my family's relationship with God. It's, like, a personal relationship that you have with Him. And that's just one of the things that I learned. It's just not anyone else's with God, but it's your own personal and the way, how are you going to spend, you know, your time in God's Word. And that's what I enjoy doing is just reading Scripture and just learning more about Him and allowing it, you know, to change my life.
Well, but you saw your parents and their relationship, and that opened the door for you to also, you know, try that.
Mm-hmm.
Want such a
yes,
relationship.
Ma'am.
When you got in it, you know, I read the scripture that says God's word is sweeter than honey. I mean, I figured that out kind of late in life, but it is indeed sweeter than honey. So when you see people saying that and you see the Bible, you say, I think I've got it. And I think that's where you're at. You know, you have found God's word to really be something that you cherish and is life-giving. And so, you know, this summer, God gave you a chance. Was that something that you just popped up and said, hey, I'm going to be a camp counselor? Or was that something you had been waiting to do for years?
Actually, I never would have even dreamed that I would be a camp counselor working with kids. I wouldn't really consider myself, just growing up, I was always not exactly like the kid person that I would want to. I like working with the elderly, and I never thought I'd be working with kids. But through prayer, and I was just praying, the Lord has really just blessed me with a great great roommates and a friend who was also wanting to find somewhere to serve this summer. And in the summers past, I took summer classes and just did the school thing. And I knew that this summer I wanted to set aside time, you know, to serve and to find a ministry to get involved in and to share Christ with others. And this didn't just come, you know, oh, one day I want to be a camp counselor, but through prayer and just trying to figure out what God, where's the best place. There was so many opportunities, whether through the mission board, the international mission board, and through different mission trips that you can go on. But my friend actually told me about Camp Victory, and as she was growing up, she went to camp there and always tried to get me to go, but I never wanted to leave home, so I never went. But this past spring, we were looking at places in order to just ways to serve, and I actually contacted one of the people or one of the guys that works for Camp Victory. He's actually one of the head people who's like in charge of just the whole camp. So I emailed him and he emailed me back and said, do you want to come and see and work a retreat and see if you like it and that's something that you want to do and look at doing over the summer? Because I was saying that I was trying to find a place in order to serve maybe for a month. So I was just giving it that month that I wanted to serve. But God had other plans, and so I went to that retreat, and I still was unsure, and I kept on praying and praying on trying to find, like, where God would have me to go, whether it be on a mission trip for a month or I really had no idea. But after I worked that retreat, and it was, I think it was a missions retreat when there was different missionaries. It was a weekend long at Camp Victory. And I stayed in the cabin and got to meet all the staff, and it was just like their love, and just I could really just see just Christ working at this camp. And God just really gave me a peace on this is, you know, like I found God's peace there, and I was really not worried, but I was kind of confused on where he would have me to go. But whenever I came to that camp, like I knew, like God just gave me this peace on this is just where I should be and where I should serve this summer. So just from then I filled out an application and had an interview, and everything fell into place. And I know that through prayer and through just God working in my life, that's where he led me to. And I have to say, I did not think I would be working with kids the whole summer, because in times past I've never really had much experience just leading Bible studies or anything like with kids. But through God's help and just through Him equipping me, and I know it was nothing of myself, but through His work in my life, He made me able to serve there this summer. So.
Wow.
You know, it's funny when, you know, you help others, you really help yourself. And, you know, it's like us in church, God wants us to venture out, you know, and do things beyond the four walls of the church. And, you're so comfortable in the church and among these people that sometimes, oh, it's so hard, Lord, can I do something else, you know? But then when you do it, you probably found a lot of things that just really surprised you. Can you share some of the things that surprised you?
Just some of the things that surprised me. I was in a cabin, and I have 8 girls that lived with me in my cabin each week, and it was a different group of girls every week because there's different weeks of camp, and depending on the ages. For the week, I had 33 sixth graders my first week of camp, and then it changed every week. But just what God really showed me is how much I need to just trust in Him, because like I said, I didn't have much experience with kids. I had to lean on Him for my strength and just lean on Him to give me as I'm leading these girls, because each night we would have devotions. And I would be responsible for leading a devotion within the cabin, a cabin group. And that was one big thing that God showed me, that it's not me speaking. I had to trust in Him to give me the words to say to these girls. And I had to trust in Him that whenever I did read scripture, that it's not me that's working in these girls' lives, that only God can change their hearts and God can work in their lives, that He can use me and use the words that I say and give me the words to say to them. So that was just one thing that the Lord really showed me, is just to trust and that He can handle it, and His word is powerful and His word is truth, and it's nothing of myself that would get me, or nothing I could do to save them, but only through His power. He can do that.
I love that. You know, trust His word. And trust Him. His word is powerful. I love what you just said, Jessica. And I had a little something today that happened to me. I went to a place and wanted to do some things, and I thought, well, nothing's happening here. I'll go pray first. And when I pray, it's asking God for Him to help you and work through you. After that prayer, it's like nonstop, the doors that were opened. But all I had to do to start that process was, like you said, I had to trust Him. You know, it wasn't going to be me. It wasn't going to be anything I have. It was going to be God opening the door. And I start that trust with asking Him to help me. So that was just a little lesson again. You know, I get lessons all the time. And as people that love the Lord, we get lessons all the time. So
yes,
it's
ma'am.
Wonderful.
Always learn.
Now, as you were seeing these children, and I'm guessing you were falling in love with them. You know, God is a God of love. And as a child of His, you have that built in. And it flowers and blooms, you know, when you're being nurtured like your parents nurtured you. And now you're allowing yourself to be used by Him. So, you know, you're growing. But I'm thinking to myself, you are probably seeing a lot of students that were not really close to the Lord, may have been made to go there. And, you know, just really was cooperating. And but at the same time, you were probably, you know, falling in love with them, whether they were good or bad. God was putting something in your heart to love them that you probably couldn't understand it either. But before it's all over with, you know, when you left the camp, it's like, wow, I actually loved all those children.
looking back, each week of girls, it's just like they were so, like each group was so different. But it is, like how you do, like living with them and just like, it was amazing, like, to be able to show Christ's love to them, because you don't know, and I didn't know where they came from or the home life they had. But it was just that week in, like, how God gave, as camp counselors and as the Camp Victory staff, just that opportunity for that week to love those kids and to show them that they have a Heavenly Father who loves them. And that was just an amazing thing, and how just in that short while you became, like, you got to know them and just to know more about them, and how, you know, God's love was just at that camp, and how he used each one, whether it be myself or another staff member who worked at the camp, to show that they are loved and that God loves them so much.
Wow, and God used you. And, you know, if that, had you not been present, you know, Jessica, had it been somebody else with a different attitude, like, you know, I'm just going to get through with this week,
mm-hmm.
you know, it would, you know, we don't think about the huge difference that makes, but you never can tell. You know, I love the story about, you know, the sand dollars, you know, or, I mean, the, you know, they mm-hmm. were a man throwing or a woman throwing these things back into the sea, and, you know, they're asked, why are you doing this when there's so many of these all over the place, you know, and then, mm-hmm. and the man replies, well, to that one, it made all the difference. So you never can tell that what you showed in that week with this particular child may be all the difference that that child needs, you know, mm-hmm. and can remember for the rest of his life. So, you know, I thank God that you ventured out, because you really was not at the very beginning set on going there, but, you know, it's so like God to put you in a place you're not comfortable, but his, you know, again, you get to see his amazing heart for everybody.
And even in those uncomfortable positions, because I was, you know, worried about how am I going to handle April living with them and things like that, but it's during those times that, going back to the whole trusting in God, like trusting that he will equip me and that he will guide me. Through these times and through this, and just being thankful for the time. And it's sad, and I'm sad that camp's over for the summer, but I have to look back and just be so thankful for the opportunity to be able to invest my time and being able to have the time in order to have served this past summer.
Well, you know, too, Jessica, you're really just a prayer away. Because now that you have them, you know, that you have that ability to lift them up before God in prayer. And again, it's, you know, another trust walk, faith walk with him. But, you know, your prayers are so important. And so it's an impact. And I love it that you got to really see how God loves. Because then
mm-hmm.
I think it makes us. I did VBS one time, and I just fell in love with every one of the children that
mm-hmm.
you know God allowed me to be in a room with, and I got a glimpse of God. You know, he loved all of us, no matter how faulty we are, you know, aggravating we are. You know, he just really just loves us. So
mm-hmm.
To me, it was just really I'm thinking. Probably for you, it just puts you on another sphere, you know? It's
mm-hmm.
like, it's an experience unlike other experiences, I think. He just puts you on a different level of closeness with him, because you got to see,
mm-hmm.
You know, his heart, I think, a lot better.
Yeah, and it really showed me, too. It's just, you can get, just in this world, there's so many things just to get caught up with. And they don't even have to be bad things, but just stuff that will distract you away from him. So it was just amazing to be there and just to take in, and how many times each day I go throughout the day without just thanking God for what he has made. And just at the camp, just the campground, it's just, you can look around and just see God's creation. And it's even all around us and just our everyday. But just going there really showed me just how mighty God is. And just by looking, just there was horses there, and there was a lake there, and just his trees, and just how beautiful it is. And just that's our God, and he created that. And he's the creator of this world, but he also loves us so much that he sent his son to die for us. And I don't know, that was just something that really hit me, just like going there and how much every day I go through my day without really or taking for granted
what He's created for us, and just, and it's just all just to glorify Him.
Wow, you are blessed, and you saw that at that time, how blessed you are. Did you see some changes in maybe the attitude of some of the, you know, the kids by the end of the week before they left? Could you see some changes in some of them?
That's funny you asked. Just in this, I did have a like an experience whenever, and it happened maybe a couple times, but just in the cabin, I mean, it's a group of girls, and there was some, there was just a dispute one day, and they're all kind of, I wasn't sure the whole situation, but it was handled and everything, and everyone, you know, forgave each other, but just on how there could be a dispute in the cabin, but the next day, just on how they forgave each other, and they were going home the next day, and they did not want to leave each other. Like, they were like, we're going to be in the Aww. Same cabin next year, and let's request. So it was just neat how God, you know, worked just in that, the little situations, and how He worked everything out, and they forgave each other. And just how God, you know, forgave us from our sins and offers us that forgiveness. And it says in Scripture how we need to forgive other people. So that was just a neat lesson just from watching them that I learned. It's just how they were so quickly to forgive, and how, you know, just people in my life, if they do something mean or wrong to me, it's just how I need to quickly forgive those people, you know? So they shared with me or taught me a lesson just during that time, which was really cool.
Well, I'm sure you had something to do with it, you know, in the way that you handled it, you know, the way that God, you know, told you to handle it, and you were listening, because what it brought forth was, even though they were angry, you know, they knew that there could be forgiveness, and then out of forgiveness, you can even become best friends again. So.
Yes, it was great. And they did not want to part from each other the next day. So.
Wow. That is, isn't that just like God? When God is in the center, you're right? If you really want to reconcile, if you really want to repent, I guess, you know, and you think about those children, they must have truly repented, because had they not, I don't think that would have happened. But isn't that wonderful? The repentance, you know, I've always heard the difference between Peter and Judas. Is really one ask for forgiveness. And so, and you know, we see the relationship that Peter had with Jesus. Jesus prepared a meal for him, you know, there on the shore. And there is so much grace in God. So if somebody's listening and somebody's hurt you, you know, if you would just really ask the Lord, because He says, ask and it shall be given, you seek and it shall find, knock and the door will be open. And it's like Jessica said, you know, you just really have to do what God's Word says to do, to forgive, even though you probably don't feel like it. You know, He takes over the rest, right, Jessica?
Yes, Sam. He'll take care of it.
And He's done that magnificently. What a wonderful thing to remember, Jessica. And hopefully, you know, they'll remember you and you'll get to see them again. But even if not, like I said, it's just a prayer away. And I guess I'll share, I don't know if you've heard this story before, and I'll share it real quickly. Where I worked, there was somebody that needed a help. Like, she had her stomach, you know, hurting, doubled over. And I gave her an appointment for, like, the following Monday. She had come in on Friday. Well, Monday she had shaved her head, kind of like Britney Spears style, you know. And I was there alone in the office with her. And she was just clicking her fingernails on my table, and she said, you know, well, it was either that or, you know, commit suicide, pretty much. She was suicidal. And I said, okay, Lord, please help me through this. I got through with that. Then God laid it on my heart. You know, you've got to start praying for this woman. You've got to put her in your prayer list, even though I did not really know the circumstances. And so, and 3 months later, I'd get to see her. Every 3 months, she had to come and see me. But for 3 months, I really didn't get talked to her, didn't know what was going on, didn't know what caused this woman to be that way. But I did just put her name on my prayer list, and I prayed for her like I did my family. Just lifted up that name before God. And God was so good, because he allowed me to really every Saturday night have that time with him where I'm lifting her name up in prayer. Well, you know, she'd come in every 3 months and she started opening up and telling me she came from an abused family. Nobody prayed. You know, nobody's praying for her. Molested and all this. You know, all the horrible things that you think could happen to a person. She's had it. And besides the drinking and all this and that. Well, by the ninth month, I would say things like, I'm praying for you. And I really meant it. I really was praying for her. And all I would do was really, I would listen to her. She would tell me things, and I would listen to her, and I would say, I'm praying for you. And by the ninth month, she had come in. She had found a church. She knew the foundations of her faith better than I did. And I said, wow, Lord, are you answering my prayer? And then by the 12th month, this woman came in with a beautiful blue business suit on. Her hair had grown out to her shoulders. If you had told me that was the same woman 12 months ago, I would not have believed you. She had she was like, you know, that ashes, that, you know, beauty from ashes. She was just amazing. And she came by to hug me, to say goodbye. I never saw her again. But that was God giving me a lesson. You know, you don't have to know anything about the person. All you have to know is they're hurting, and give them to me in prayer. It took 12 months, but, you know, it's like, now that's my banner. You know, I hold that in my mind as my banner. I know God can do this. I don't have to know everything, but I can lift up my in prayer. So you've got that opportunity now, Jessica, because you've got all these girls, you know, that you've got
all these
need,
girls
so.
To pray for.
Oh, and God is giving you, you know, an outreach, because you probably got to see how many would you say you got to see in the summer in that camp?
How many people?
How many of the girls? Yeah.
Or how many girls? I probably had. I had 8 girls that I worked for 7 weeks. So 56 girls like lived in my camp.
Wow. That is awesome. That
right.
is
and
awesome
but there's stuff. There's around 9 to 10 girls' cabins, and then I think around 6 guy cabins, and those are completely filled. And some girl cabins have 10, and some guys also have 10 to 12 boys that live in each cabin. So it was over 1,000 kids that came to camp this past summer.
You know, that is kingdom building, isn't it? That is kingdom building.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all were building these children up. And you are giving them really something to think about. Because, you know, as you probably have seen, probably in college and even probably in high school, you know, society has deteriorated. And I'm guessing there's something that you've seen that's broke your heart, Jessica, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Just hearing, you know, some of the children's stories and just how they turned to God during those times and how he has helped them through just was amazing to me. And I know just through the radio show, just on how there's so much false teaching out there, whether we're getting taught in schools or what it is. And the whole focus this past summer, the theme was Safari for Truth. So we were on a safari during a child's week to camp for truth, and we talked about how God's word is absolute truth. And you don't know, and I didn't know, but even if some of my girls, how much like they were exposed to the Bible. But during that week of camp, we were able to go through God's word and learn his truth. And all the campers had a memory verse each day to memorize God's word, and there's chapel each day where there would be either a pastor who would come and speak and do a sermon each night so we could listen to. And the whole theme verse for the summer was John 14:6, and it says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So just what each child this summer got to learn is that Jesus is the only way. And he's the only way to the Father. And he's the only way to have eternal life. And the world tells us there's so many different ways
you know, you can be good enough. But what the Bible teaches and what God's truth teaches is that Christ is the only way to the Father and the only way to heaven, and that Jesus is the truth, that he's nothing but the truth, that he has never lied. And just through that, how since Jesus Christ lived that perfect life and he took that payment for our sins, out of his perfection, he takes everything upon himself in order to forgive us from all the things that we've done wrong. And how we can have a, and all the kids learn that, how we can have a new life with Christ. When we accept Christ, he gives us new life. And we're no longer a slave to sin, but we have a new life with Christ, and we're able to serve him just with that freedom, just to serve, serve God and to serve, serve one another. So it was really neat how that was the focus, and how I know the radio station talks a lot about, you know, how there's so much false teaching out there, but how each kid that day got to learn, or each kid that week got to learn, that the Bible is absolute truth.
Well, the keys to the kingdom, we have it, you know. And that, well, I'm so thankful to God. If you don't mind, give those listeners information on Camp Victory, how they can really participate in raising up their children. And, oh, my goodness, it's such a beautiful way to give them that beautiful summer. If you don't mind, share with them how to get information on Camp Victory.
Yes. Camp Victory has a website, and you can go on it at www.campvictoryal.org. That's www.campvictoryal.org. And there's also a Facebook page that's Camp Victory, comma, Alabama.
Wow. That
and
awesome.
There's, yeah, and not, there's not only just summer camp. So camp's over with for this summer, which it'll be back next summer, in order to sign your child up. But there's also the campground can also be rented out. And for there's also scheduled, like, weekend retreats that the camp puts on. And there's also opportunities where church groups or youth groups or any Sunday school classes, you can rent out the campground and all the facilities and use, whether you want to do a weekend or just a day event, at the Camp Victory, which is located in Sampson, Alabama, or Haycote, Alabama, right next to Sampson.
Now, when does the summer camps end, the summer retreat? Are they over already, or are they still ongoing?
The retreat?
Yeah, for the summer.
The summer camps, the summer week of camps are over with. They started this year, which it'll be different, I'm sure, next year, but they started June 3rd and ended on July 27th, was the last day of camp. But there's also scheduled weekend retreats throughout, like, the school year. I know there's, like, in the spring, there's, like, a missions retreat and an elementary retreat, which are a weekend-long thing, where you stay the weekend at Camp Victory. And there'll be missionaries and stuff like that.
Well, people need to take advantage of that. I have heard of them, and they are amazing. And what a resource, you know, in today's world, mm-hmm. where children, you know, I just, you know, Jessica, we hear a lot of information of what's going on in the schools. And one of the things, the latest thing that we had heard is that Bill Gates is spending an awful lot of money rewriting history. It's going to be called Big History, which really kind of ignores the age of faith, you know. And so this is why churches have really got to instill and enable the children to learn history, because unfortunately there is a movement to rewrite history. So what the children are going to get in school is not really even true history. It is slanted, and, you know, it comes away from the beginning of this nation, which I remember learning from David Barton about the old Deluder Satan Act. That was the first law. And they did that because they wanted their children to compare God's word with a loss being made. And, you know, that's so sad when we hear the Harvard, you know, those schools that were really colleges formed by godly men, you know, so the children can be trained up in the Word of God. And now it's like, you know, Jesus' name is not even welcome in the halls of these learning. So it's a very sad state of affair. But I think, you know, I'm so encouraged hearing from you. And I'm believing there's an awakening because I'm hearing that, you know, there's more young people that are against abortion. And, Jessica, you probably heard that, too, that the percentage rate of young people that are really saying no to abortion is increasing. And so I'm hoping that, you know, things are, the young people are getting it. I think what's probably helped the abortion issue is, unfortunately, they do show these days the ugly side of it. Those are babies.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think that's what's wrong with us. We've been too much in that political correctness where we don't get to see the ugly side. But, you know, sometimes we have to be shocked. We have to really see the enemy for who he is. And instead of it being glossed or covered with entertainment, you know. And I know that the media does a lot of that. I see little kids on Disney pretty much disrespecting adults, and all the children are laughing. And I thought,
wow,
now that's wrong. But, you know, for too long, it's
yeah.
like, if it's funny, it's okay. And it's not okay. And I think a lot more parents are saying no. And now what we're facing with the Common Core standards, I did get an email from somebody in Illinois, because unfortunately Illinois, the state of Illinois approved a textbook supplement, and it had pictures, really awful pictures that 10-year-olds are going to see on everything to
wow.
this day. So this, you know, this is, you know, we need to really be in prayer for the education system, because it is now a stumbling block for children, because we know that children should not be exposed to these things at, you know, young ages. It's, yeah, you know, and it's like Sodom and Gomorrah. We as a nation, believers in Christ, know what the Bible says, you know, with that way, Sodom and Gomorrah, and God destroyed them. So I'm hoping more people will be in prayer and awake and really look at what's being taught your children. Look at their textbooks, because there's a change coming. But I'm praying that more parents find out. They'll do like, you know, like most parents will, you know, which is to protect that child and say, no, this has to stop. So, but thank God, Jessica, that you're out there, because, you know, you're just, you're not just sitting around during the summer doing nothing. You're actually building up the kingdom of God, and you're equipping these young people with something that will help them, because, you know, you and I know, life is not easy.
Yes,
and heartbreak is a lot of times just around the door. Nobody's promised tomorrow. But when you have the love of God, you know, Jessica, as you're, you know, you just made us, you know, see in your eyes, you know, there is really an adventure. And, and
it was
you can't trust him.
You can't trust
so,
him.
So for those of you that are thinking about, maybe I need to be a camp counselor, you might have competition with them, Jessica, next summer.
There's also other opportunities. I'm not sure who's all listening in, but for high school, it's called the CIT program, Camper and Training, and it gives high school students an opportunity to volunteer for up to three weeks over the summer to work there in the camp ministry. So it's not only just for kids to go to camp, but there's also a teen week, too, for high school students, and then also an opportunity for high school students to be able to serve at Camp Victory.
Well, Jessica, how old do they have to be in that high school program? What grade do they have to be in? Just any high school age?
It is through, I think it starts 9th grade through 12th grade for the high school.
Okay. Oh, well, what an opportunity. So we invite the listeners to think about that And, you know, if you've got a child in church, you know, sometimes it's, you know, I've always heard that a child has got to find a niche, you know, like in sports, tennis, or whatever. But, and sometimes you kind of have to, these things are good, just like a parent that tells you, okay, you've got to get up on Sunday morning, wash your face, or take a bath and get ready for church, you know. You know, some people, they don't like to do that. They'd rather sleep in bed on Sunday. But it's funny that, you know, that it does, it is good for you, and it will change you. So, you know, it might be that you have a child that doesn't want to get up and do something like this, but, you know, while you still can, just let them try it, because you might get surprised. I thank God Jeff was already, you know, able to say, I'm going to try this, but you didn't have to be pulled by her parents. But it sounds like you got such a blessing, Jessica.
It was such a blessing. And I was actually wrong on the 9th grade, it's 10th through 12th grade. The CIT program, Camper in Training.
Oh, wow.
Program.
Wow.
So there's lots of opportunities, you know, for church groups, for camper, or for kids to go to a week-long summer camp for high school. And definitely, I mean, anyone who can pray for the camp ministry and for Camp Victory, and for God to provide those people and lead those people to come and work during the summertime and just also year-round, too.
Well, Jessica, I'm just encouraged. You know, we talk a lot about politics here because, you know, we are trying to be about the Father's business. You know, he just gave us such a wonderful nation based on his principles, and we want it to be that way for future generations. And, you know, I just love it, the fact that, you know, I liken it to the Good Samaritan, that, you know, you saw that there's a lot of children, like the Good Samaritan saw that person that's been beat up. You know, I'm sure you see a lot of children, teenagers, even people your age, just getting beat up by this world. And, you know, you didn't have to serve this summer. You really didn't even have to do that. You could have done something else. But God put it in your heart to get out of your comfort zone and serve. And I'm just so grateful you were like that. Not that you're a Samaritan. But you had that heart, you know, to say, you know, I'm going to be the one that I'm going to stop at what I'm doing, college or whatever, and I'm going to spend this moment, and I'm gonna, you know, do something that normally I would not do, just like that Good Samaritan who went out his way and took care of that man. You were that Good Samaritan. Now, the whole, you know, there were so many people that just passed by that, you know, that beaten up person, and, you know, but thank God that God put in your heart, and, you know, you invested in these children, and there's probably no telling, some of them have probably been beat up on the inside. Could you tell when someone was a depressed child? Did you see some of those depressed children while you were at the camp that kind of were a little bit more withdrawn than others?
Yes, ma'am. You definitely could tell. But it was neat just to see how God worked in their life by the end of camp. And it's just great for these kids maybe that aren't brought up or do not have a great home life if parents are divorced. But it's just a time where they're able just to get away from all that and just from whether it's their bad home life or just whatever, and just really just be a kid and have fun, but also learn about God. So it's just a time to where they can just be who they are as a child and not have to worry about anything else. So.
Wow. So you did get to see that, and you saw the changes. I guess that there's another confirmation about the Word of God, right? I mean, you do things that are holy, good, and pure, and really they were surrounded with, you know, with God things. You know, I've heard of people say, well, you know, you need to encourage reading. So whatever they read is fine. It doesn't matter. Just as long as they're reading, it's encouraging their reading. But, you know, I remember the scripture, and it says to read, you know, it's really to fill your mind with things that are holy, good, and pure. And that's pretty much what these children did. I mean, y'all allowed them to have fun, but it was good things, you know. And it does make a difference. It does make a difference because now they've been exposed to the light, you know. It's kind of, I've always heard, you know, a small light, a small candle, you know, shines the brightest in the dark. And in that child's life, as you had said, this moment might have been their brightest light for this time because of the divorce or whatever emotional things that, you know, is going on. So, wow. Thank you, Jessica.
And I just want to share just this one verse. Whenever you're talking about think about such things and how we do need to fill our minds, you know, with things above and not earthly things, but it comes out of Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. And it says, "Find me, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is love, whatever is admirable. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things."
Wow.
I just wanted
to
share that verse. Just on
thank
how we
you,
need to think, you know, and put those on the forefront of our minds and not fill our minds with anything else that is dishonoring to God.
And then, that, you know, I've always heard, well, not always heard, I think, I can't remember what scripture this is in Matthew. "Not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, will enter heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven."
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's really all about obedience. And, you know, for us to think that, oh, God's such a mean God, he just wants us to obey him and just do what he wants us to do, kind of like a slave master, you know, that is so opposite of the truth. God wants you to obey him because he wants you protected. His ways are the best ways, as you were sharing, Jessica. And so, you know, part of the time the flesh will say, let's just watch this movie or let's just read this book or let's just go to this thing. But, you know, you really know it's not a good place. It's not a good thing to watch, not a good thing to read. So it's really an act of faith, trust, and really obedience to not do those things. And it's hard. It's hard because, you know, we just want the easy way out. Oh, why not, you know? But but then at some point we have to realize, and hopefully we grow up and realize that when we go against what God says, the only thing we do is, you know, hurt ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I remember somebody telling me, somebody that went and partied all night at New Orleans or somewhere like that, and woke up the next day, and there on their mirror, written in lipstick, was "Welcome to the world of AIDS." You know, there is a prize, and God in his goodness wants us to be so close to him, like a hen, you know, with her wings over the chick. He wants to protect us. He doesn't want to be a killjoy. He wants to love us. He wants the best for us. He wants abundant life. He wants an adventure like, you know, Jessica had for you. So he wants you to have what Jessica had. So hopefully, you know, let's put our faith and trust in him and find, as Jessica's finding, Jessica, I bet you're finding that every day is better with God.
Yes, Sam.
Well, I agree with that, Jessica. The older I get, the more I see the truth in that life is abundant with God. It's not always easy sometimes. It's kind of rocky at times. You know, bad things will happen here and there. But as long as he's, you know, helping me up, we can get what needs to be done. And life is better.
He will get us through.
Jessica, if you don't mind, I know I asked you in the beginning to start off, but would you mind praying for those that have listened to what you've shared?
Yes, ma'am. I'll definitely do that.
Okay. We'll just let you close us in prayer. Thank you.
Okay. Heavenly Father, God, I just want to thank you for this time right now, Lord. Just thank you for this opportunity, Lord, and thank you for giving me this opportunity to serve at Camp Victory this summer, God. I want to pray for all the listeners who are listening to this radio show, God. I pray if they do not know you as their personal Savior, God, that you will just work in their life and just draw them into yourself, God, and that they'll realize that they do need you in their life, God. I pray that you will help each one of them and also ourselves, God, just to live our lives pleasing and honoring to you. I pray that you will just continue to use this radio station, God, just for your glory. In your name, amen.
Well, thank you, Jessica. God bless you. And if you don't mind, I hope you'll come back in the future and share some more of what God is doing with your life.
Yes, I would love to. Thank you for
asking. Oh, and thank you for taking time out. So, listeners, I hope you got blessed like I did. And please share the podcast and also go check out Camp Victory because it's a worthwhile thing to share that experience as Jessica has had with your family and friends. So may God bless you. May God shine his face upon you. Thank you for listening to City on a Hill. Goodbye. Bye, Jessica.
Bye.